If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I know you would have hated it, so I didn't do it. But thinking about having Ross back on today, I almost did it. I didn't, but it crossed my mind to wear shorts today. 36. Spring is right around the corner. 36.
It is tough out there today.
Rain.
It is a cold rain.
I mean, I was inspired by that Ross take.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you're going to be inside. I do think about the possibility of, like, car trouble. And then I'm out in the snow or something, and I've got shorts and sandals on. Like, that's ridiculous. That could be dangerous. But otherwise, so it didn't happen. On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I suppose we should ask Ross what he's wearing today. Maybe it's a little warmer where he is.
That could be risky.
Ross?
I'm wearing shorts, of course. but it's actually a little cold out, so I have, I guess these are called slippers. So I have, like, slippers-type things on my feet instead of flip-flops. I will say, like, I wouldn't be overly worried about the car trouble, but if something like that happened and there's snow or whatever, the flip-flops are really the problem.
Yes, yes.
Like, in other words, you can survive shorts.
That's right.
But the flip-flops, I've done that. I've done flip-flops in the snow and... that becomes a bad deal. Did I ever tell you guys when I almost cut two fingers off in a snowblower?
Ooh, no. I don't think so. I don't think I know that.
Ninth grade. The reason I thought of this is because I was wearing shorts. Ninth grade, we got a bunch of snow in Pennsylvania. And it was like a Friday night or Saturday night. I wanted to go out or do something. I guess not out. I was in ninth grade, so whatever. Mm-hmm. And My dad was like, yo, you got to go snowblow the front walkway or whatever. And I was annoyed, and I went out there. And it was a one of those, like, you know, self-propelled lawnmowers or self-propelled snowblowers?
Sure.
Where the bar has to be down for it to move?
Yep.
Well, so we had one of those. So I go out, and I'm snowblowing, and... you know, it gets stuck.
Oh, no.
So I see that it's stuck, and obviously, very stupidly. So I thought, because I'm ninth grade, I'm like 14 years old. I thought if the self-propelled thing wasn't down, it would, like, the machine doesn't move forward and the thing doesn't spin.
The prop wouldn't be spinning, right? Okay, yeah.
However, since it was stuck, with one revolution left. So it had all this pressure built up trying to complete its final task of, you know, of finishing spinning around one time. So when I unstuck it, it went wham, and it hurt, and I immediately knew, ouch, that was not good. I stuck my hand in the snow.
Uh-oh.
And immediately, it was red everywhere.
Oh, boy.
So I go inside, and I say, I thought I said it, like, really calm, but evidently my as calm as I could be was not that calm. I said, right. Mom, Dad, they come running down. My right index finger was more or less hanging by a thread. My right middle finger was just like a really bad deep cut. So we go to the emergency room, and there was enough there that they were able to save it. But I severed the ligament in both fingers. I severed the tendon in both fingers, and I had to go to hand rehab for like a year to be able to bend those fingers. And I was... The story started with me wearing shorts, but ironically, I don't know, like when I was in the NFL, somebody I knew, I ran into somebody who had to go to hand therapy. They're like, oh yeah, they have a picture of you up on their wall.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was funny.
Famous alumni at hand therapy, Ross Tucker, NFL.
Testimonials.
Right. Wow. Hand therapy is exactly where you want to be going when you're like a sophomore in high school, Ross. Hand therapy is what you want to be doing with your time.
So anyway, I was supposed to play baseball that spring, and I didn't really get to play, and then I just never played baseball again.
I could barely keep the headphones on. This story is so hard to listen to.
Yeah, parts.
I
had some unpleasant physical reactions to this story just now. I'm just going to put it that way.
For everybody listening,
don't reach into a snowblower.
Under no circumstances, for any reason, do you ever put your finger in anything, especially a snowblower. That could have drastically changed the trajectory of my life. Just one stupid thing when I was 14 years old and annoyed at my dad that because he'd already said to me, don't ever put your hand in there, you know?
Sure, no, that's the first thing you say.
But when you're 14 and the thing doesn't move when the bar's not down.
And you're trying to get somewhere, right.
Right, and I just thought, okay, it's not going to, like, I'm good. It's not going to, I don't have the bar down. It's not going to, but I didn't realize it had, like, the pressure built up to complete that final revolution or whatever it's called.
Yes. Okay.
I'm waiting for, this is going to be one of the best transitions you've ever had.
I'm going to need help with it, so I'll go this route. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because I could have probably used insurance, you know?
Yeah, that could be an insurance segue here. That's definitely there.
All right, look, we're out of it. Leave it behind. Let's go. Jacksonville as a draw, Ross. I've been saying for a couple of weeks that was, for me, in my opinion, the worst possible matchup for the Bills. What are your thoughts on the Bills and Jaguars?
1,000% correct. I agree wholeheartedly. I'm going to say this tomorrow when I pick the game on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, but I believe the winner of the Jags and the Bills is going to go to the Super Bowl. I actually think it's a shame they have to play in the wild card rounds, because I could really have foreseen this being the AFC Championship game. I told you guys a few weeks ago when I did their game for CBS and I really studied them, they are good. They are legitimately good. Now, that doesn't mean the Bills can't win the game or won't win the game, but there's certainly a handful of teams I would have rather played some other teams than the Jaguars. But, you know, it is what it is. It worked out the way it worked out. And so now they got to go down there and take care of business. Not like they're some unbeatable team. They just are really on a roll. They're really playing well. You know, they have a quarterback that's always had the ability. He's just never really been consistent. He's never really put it together. And I was struck, sort of like when you do a production meeting with Josh on some level, but Trevor Lawrence was like so calm, relaxed, confident, comfortable when I, you know, when we did that game against, and I was against the Jets, but still, you could just see he was a young player that really was starting to get the confidence back that he had in high school and college when he was the number one ranked player in at both places.
Yeah, a lot of what I'm hearing and reading this week indicates that Liam Cohen's offense, it took a little while for it to get going, and maybe Jacoby Myers being added sort of helped unlock a lot of stuff, but that he's playing a lot more free. Just sort of not, like trusting what he's seeing and just letting it go. And the results have been good. People have been listening to me for a few weeks now talk about them. What is it about them, other than the streak they're on in Lawrence, that you think makes this the toughest matchup in the pool for the Bills?
Yeah, so if you just look at the offense, right, these guys are not household names yet, but Their slot receiver, Parker Washington, he's good. I mean, like, he got a couple punt returns for touchdowns. You know, he was like a sixth-round pick a few years ago from Penn State, who probably should have stayed at Penn State for one more year, but he's really talented and really playing at a high level. Then their tight end is Brenton Strange, ironically another Penn State kid who's in his third year. He is without question a top 10 tight end. It's like they have a decent amount of players that are better than people realize yet. Like they're not. I mean, I hope for your guys' sake this doesn't happen, but I can see them going to the AFC Championship game, maybe the Super Bowl or whatever, and these guys all making plays. And then next year going into the season, people say, man, the Jags really have some really good players. They've got Parker Washington. They got Brenton Strange. But right now, nobody really knows much about these guys. But if you actually watch them, like Brenton Strange, super athletic, but then as a blocker, like he murders people. It's really fun to watch. Like he gets after people. Their O-line is the best they've had in years, because they made it a priority and they got the right kind of guys there. Etienne's a good running back. And then their other receivers, Brian Thomas, I think, was what, third in the NFL last year in receiving yards as a rookie? And he's almost like their third option this year. Myers is sort of the guy that, you know, Trevor Lawrence can really count on. So they just have a really nice, they're good at every spot that they put out there. You know, Parker Washington is almost like a Shakir, and I would argue that the Bills don't really have guys like Jacoby Myers as well as Brian Thomas. And then at tight end, Strange is almost like a Knox Kincaid combo. So they just got a good thing going. Mm-hmm. I think their defense is good, not great. I think there's a decent amount of points in this game. I don't think their defense is like, oh, my gosh, the Jags defense. They got a good team. They've got some good players over there. Their linebackers are good. Josh Hines-Allen is good. But I think their defense is beatable, which is why I think this feels like, you know, 31-27, you know, something like that. I'm envisioning a decent amount of points.
From time to time, maybe when it gets quiet in here, I'll play a card on Bulldog where it's usually the coach in mind, but all right, how do we whip up some hate for this opponent? And you can tell already how, if you will, soft Bulldog is on the Jaguars. Like he's becoming a fan. Wait till he hears this. Parker Washington's real name is Christopher Parker Washington.
Oh, wow.
That's Bulldog's name.
That's my name.
With a Washington after it.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought your name was just Christopher Parker.
It is, yeah.
I don't have a Washington at the end.
You're right. No, that's exactly that's right.
Right.
Still.
Sorry for the confusion.
19-347-2 in his last three games, and they were meaningful games, Washington. You know, one thing I think is interesting, Ross, about this year in the playoffs, especially in the AFC, because everybody's sort of together in how, obviously, no Kansas City, it's more wide open. This year in the AFC, it's really about the coaches I would say. I mean, you've got Sean Payton has a ring. Jim Harbaugh does too. Mike Tomlin does, say what you want. Then you've got Vrabel's been a coach of the year. He's won as a player. McDermott in all his years. Cohen is the new one. Who'd I leave out? D'Amico Ryans, I guess. But where you don't have the quarterbacks with a lot of winning experience, you do have coaches who have done it. So it makes for an interesting, you know, I guess it's mostly narratives, but it's different this year in that way.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It just feels like whoever loses this Bills-Jags game, it's going to end up being like a really deflating, disappointing. So if the Bills lose, that just stinks. You know, I mean, no Burrow, no Lamar Jackson, no Chiefs and Mahomes, and yet they don't even win a playoff game. For the Jags, it'll be like, okay, cool. You know, they won the AFC South, but they're still the Jags. They can't beat a team like the Bills. I told you shouldn't believe in them. You know, I'm not buying the Jags till they prove it. Like, one way or the other, it's going to be a bad narrative for the team that loses that game. I would have loved to have seen those teams matched up with others, because I really do think both these teams are capable of winning multiple playoff games. And it would be especially bad for Buffalo, you know, if they lose. And I think, you know, because everybody's looking at, and I even posted this at Ross Tucker NFL, you know, coming into the year, there was the four consensus elite quarterbacks that nobody really even disagreed with. In some order, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, and Lamar Jackson. Everybody kind of agreed, okay, those are clearly the four best guys. Well, the only guy still playing is Josh.
Right.
So that should be a real feather in his cap. He should get a lot of credit for that. You know, hey, he's still here. His team at least made the playoffs. The other three guys didn't. But instead, it's going to get spun if they lose, like, gosh, they can't even get it done. He can't even get it done when these other guys aren't in there, which I think is a little unfair, especially, you know, if they have to play against a team that might be the best in the AFC in Jacksonville.
What about the NFC side, Ross? I mean, you're around the Eagles. I think you just maybe had their game, right, on Sunday?
Yes, very cool. I called the Eagles against the Commanders for CBS on Sunday with Kevin Harlan, which was really neat.
So they go in as the three: Chicago, Green Bay, Philadelphia, San Francisco. The Rams are the only, I mean, sizable favorite in all of Wild Card Weekend. Big favorites in Carolina, where they've lost this year, by the way. And then Seattle up top, and Seattle is now the betting favorite with their win over San Francisco and the bye. Who do you like on the NFC side? Can Philadelphia flip a switch and have last year happen, or maybe are there too many flaws?
I think it's in my mind, I think that it's probably the Seahawks or the Rams.
Okay.
You know, the Seahawks are super impressive, and they only have to win two home games. The Rams, you know, are still probably overall the best team, and I kind of like their path. I mean, this first game, no offense to any Panthers fans listening, but like, I think the Rams are going to destroy them, and it's almost like a playoff tune-up game, which is a really rare thing to get. You know, it's almost like, I'm not saying they wouldn't rather have the bye, because they would, but if you're looking to get some momentum going, playing a Carolina Panthers team that might actually at this point be the worst in their division, yeah. but they won it, that's pretty good. I think the Eagles have a chance just because their defense is so good. And if, you know, they haven't really run Jalen Hurts very much. And so if they get that, you know, it's almost like they've been waiting and they've been saving it. And so if they break that out, and they can really get the run game going because they run Hurts 5 to 7 times or whatever, that makes the Eagles pretty dangerous because their defense is playing at a super high level right now. It's actually cool to watch their defense against the Niners offense. That'll be an awesome matchup. I'm in the booth for that one on Sunday afternoon with Ian Eagle for Radio Westwood One. So after the Bills game, if you guys are driving around, you can check that out. And then you guys probably have a post-game show or something. But then
we'll be hosting
Monday night, I'm sidelined for Texans and Steelers. I'm doing the Keystone State Kid. I'm doubling up in the state of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania Turnpike. Just easy there game. Easy game.
Is there an upset you like here? I mean, we already mentioned how the spreads aren't big except for Carolina, and there's no way I would expect that you think, after what you just said, that's an upset. But, like, you know, Chargers at New England,
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh even. Yeah, Pittsburgh hosting Houston. Like, can they give Houston a game?
I think I'm looking at it. Oh, wow, the Carolina went up 10.5.
Yeah.
So interesting, by the way, that the Bills are favored in that. I think the two underdogs I like the most would probably be the Chargers and the Steelers. You know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I think, has it in him to get that done, potentially. Chargers, they rested their guys. I can see Herbert, you know, getting that done. Those are the two with the best chance, I would say. Not that the Niners can't, but that would surprise me a little bit more. I think it's more likely that, and I'm not talking about, like, I'm not even counting Bills Jags at 1.5 or right. Packers Bears at 1.5. Those spreads are too tight.
Interesting to me that the Chargers are such a small favorite, 3.5 at New England. They're the same underdog that the Steelers are against a Patriot team that had such a great year. Ross, sorry about your hand. Thank you for today, and it should be a great weekend. Enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know. That might have been terrible radio. I don't know. It just, when you were talking about the image of outside in shorts in the snow, that, for obvious reasons, is like the first thing I think of. So,
yeah, sure.
Sorry, everybody. Hope you guys already ate your late lunch or early dinner.
At least we feel, at worst, we feel like we know you better. That's really, at least that.
You know, we're always after that. All right, thanks, Ross. There's Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, Ross Tucker, if you want him. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
I don't want to talk about Allen with this seeming opening in the AFC without Mahomes, but I do because I think that everybody will be doing this. And I kind of want to just sort of block it out, but I don't know if it's right to, you know. Like,
I'm ready to go on it whenever you want.
All right. 803-0550, that's next here on WGR.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I was looking this morning at the most consecutive seasons of 10-plus wins NFL all time. The Bills are now fifth, and they're the only team that has not reached a Super Bowl in that seven-year stretch. Not only is every other team, when they have these stretches, been to a Super Bowl, six of the seven have won a Super Bowl. Buffalo hasn't reached it. Losing to Mahomes and Burrow, that's a reason. You can't lose to Bo Nix. You can't lose to Drake May. You can't lose to Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence. You can't. Doesn't matter. You can't.
Colin Coward. Well,
I don't hate it the way I think many people locally hate it. I do think it obviously ignores a lot. Like, it ignores what kind of seasons any of those teams have had and how good they are. And like Ross kind of said, maybe we'll decide afterwards, like next year, that Jacksonville is really good. And the coach really unlocked Trevor Lawrence and all his skills and all this stuff. And so, you know, I don't like that about it. But it largely is... You're the rock star monster quarterback, and you're the king of the hill standing here. So I think that's kind of how it's worked a lot. I mean, Mahomes and the Chiefs it's not just Mahomes, but it's a lot of it. Like, none of it's happening because Steve Spagnuolo is a blitz genius entirely, like singularly. Mahomes is such a huge part of everything they've done, obviously. So I think the pressure should be on the Bills. And what I think the real shame of all of it is, you know, we can talk about the roster and all the decisions and whatever's been done here. The fact that all of those guys aren't in it and the Bills are the six is the real, like, the season is the real shame of it. Like, the opportunity to get the one, if everything that Coward just said, I think would almost be inarguable. If the Bills were sitting home this week and the one seed,
yeah, me too,
and the rest of the field, but because that's, I think that's true, I don't think you can just laugh it out of the park or just poke holes entirely in it. He is still the most accomplished, decorated guy left in the conference anyway, so it should land on him and them. I mean, it's not just him, of course. And that is another problem with how it gets framed, I know. But overall, I mean, I don't know. This probably doesn't surprise you or the audience that's been paying a lot of attention, because I'm the one who's been over here the last two off seasons raising his hand going, I got the ball and that dude is on the field with a chance to win. I like my chances. I'll sign for that every time. And I would say that now going into Jacksonville. If it's a minute 40 to go and they need a touchdown to beat the Jaguars and they've got the ball at the 35-yard line, I'm going to expect to win the game. I'm going to go do it.
Expect.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to like their chances anyway. I'd rather be that than defending a 3-point lead or a 4-point lead with a minute 30 to go with Trevor Lawrence having the ball at my 35-yard line.
Big difference. 3 versus 4, I think.
Sure. I need a touchdown to win, which is what they were the last 2 years.
I'm on my own 35, like after a kickoff?
No, I'm already.
Sorry.
Wow, you're really getting in the weeds here. So right. I guess I didn't specify. Where did the Bills crap out against the Chiefs two years ago?
Two years ago. Well, they missed the kick.
Field goal range.
Yeah.
Last year, midfield. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, that scenario. Make it midfield if you want, just to make it easy. You don't have to worry about who's 35 it is. I got the ball in midfield, minute 40 to go. I need a touchdown. I think I should like my chances there. So I don't think that's unfair to throw on the quarterback and you know, the offense and all of it. You know, doesn't mean it will be his fault. I mean, a big part of the problem that I had with Bean and the way he defended his receiver choices is the way last year ended. I'm throwing a pass in the flat to Amari Cooper, who can't run away from a cold at that point. And like, that's my third and 10 play. So it's not all Allen's fault when it doesn't go together. I just think
that's for sure.
I think a reasonable amount of it should be directed at him. That's how we do it. It's the NFL. You got the rock star quarterback. You should have your best chance to win.
Well, this is really a microcosm of one topic we've gone back and forth on for maybe years, like certainly since last year's loss to Kansas City, which was like, well, where do you point the finger? And I am bracing, not all the time, but when I think of it, I'm bracing for the possibility that Allen has another at least good. Does it need to be great? It is a tougher spot. Like, I don't know if I want to make great the standard, however you would sort of enumerate that. But if he has a, you know, no turnovers, two touchdowns, 240-yard kind of game, like last year in Kansas City, it's almost exactly what he did last year. Didn't he also run for two, or was that a different year? I don't know what I'm going to say that – what I'm going to want to say that, like, at all directs the blame toward him just because Liam Cohen isn't Andy Reid or because Trevor Lawrence isn't Mahomes. I mean, when we talk about McDermott, it's, for me, like, the same point I've made a lot. I don't think I can lose another game in the playoffs the way they've lost them. But I mean that more about defense than about Allen or, you know, anything else, Tyler Bass. Like, for me, that's more that they can't get Mahomes to the ground. They can't take the ball away. And your odds of winning only top out, like, right here in a game like that. And it's just been tough for me to put that on Allen to any reasonable extent. So if I get that again, it's more of a coaching failure or a organizational failure for me. I want to see the game first, you know, and I don't want to assume I'm not assuming they're going to lose. But even if it's in the second round, Bo Nix was mentioned there too, right? Mm-hmm. Can't lose to him. Can't lose to any of them. Who can I lose to?
Nobody.
Hurts. Who can I lose to that's not disrespectable or unrespectable? What's allowed here? What am I going to do about it anyway? You know, it's all just talk. When it comes to Allen, all it is fodder. Because nothing is going to change with him. Like, he is going to take this team on next year and maybe for years to come. But McDermott is another story. And while it might be unlikely that they would do something about it, it's not impossible, right? I think with Allen, it's impossible. And who would even want it?
Right. I definitely don't think it's impossible with McDermott, but I think I'd add a highly to the unlikely that anything changes, even if they lose and lose badly on Sunday. But yeah, Allen is entrenched. That's not, right? Assuming he doesn't want any of that to change, then that will never change. So, yeah, I mean,
because there's nothing that will be done about it,
right?
Unless you're changing above him, or even coordinator. Like, you do something like that, then it's a different formula.
Yeah.
For next year, but really, all there is just fodder. Like, it's nothing to it. And having our fun ranking quarterbacks and deciding whether they're, you know, man enough, quote unquote, to win a championship.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just to boil it all the way down, I do not mind anyone, because, I mean, I've looked at the Bills this way the last two off seasons, so that's why I said, like, it's not, you just alluded to it, I said it too. People who really pay attention, I don't think are shocked to hear me talking this way and hear you talking this way. We've been having this conversation for 2 years running. I think one of these times, whatever flaws I've got defensively, it's personnel, it's schematics, whatever it is, right, that is getting me beat in these games, one of these times when I've got the ball with a minute and a half to go and I need a score to win, you want to be the great rock star quarterback, you got to go do that.
Of course, that did happen in 21.
It did. It did. And that is where this whole thing, that's the tree that from which we're all still picking fruit from and having these conversations. And in no way am I trying to lump that one in. Like, that's in a class by itself. But the problem is that it shades every single conversation, not every single conversation. I think it shades a lot of conversations about McDermott because he blew it. And there's no argument that he blew it. It was a coaching colossal blunder. No argument. But he's learned, he's evolved, and I don't think that if I hold you to a field goal on your last possession and I get the ball back and I've got this quarterback, that I should be expecting nothing, but at some point you're going to get it done.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
As the great ones do that. That is what they do. Otherwise, they're not up on Mount Rushmore. You gotta lead the team to the victory. Just overcoming all the obstacles that your coach may have put in front of you or your defense left you with or whatever it is. Again, sign me up. I've got the ball and 1:40 to go. I expect I'm going to get home one of these times.
I mean, it's fair enough, this argument. Like, this is how quarterback sports talk works. The other guys that you think of that were like Allen in somebody that was really good, great, MVP level, but their team couldn't break through, I challenge anybody to find one over the span of, like, 5 years that has numbers close to Allen. Like, the Peyton Manning comp dies at Bill Belichick's feet because they couldn't score against New England. You know, Manning always lost until he didn't because they just couldn't get first downs. They couldn't score points. Mm-hmm. The game ends, and it's like Manning blew it. Like, that's what right. You had. And I would say this is probably McNabb. I mean, who are the other guys you think of? It's Lamar Jackson.
Rivers.
Look at Rivers. Look at Lamar Jackson. He's got a loss to Rivers. He's got a loss to Tannehill. He's got one to Mahomes. He's got two to Allen. Look at his numbers in those games. Turnovers all over the place. So, I mean, it wasn't like Baltimore was giving up 30 points to these teams in those losses always. You look at the quarterback, and you can have a hard conversation. Allen has played at a higher level than that over these years. And the hypothetical that's the most interesting here is if, like, these games, like last year in Kansas City, happen Sunday, then what? You know, then it's like he can't be exalted because 32 points allowed, whatever it is. That's where I have the problem. You know, all-time great quarterbacks, sure, they all have Lombardis. They almost all. Who doesn't? Who's the best quarterback ever to not win one? Maybe it's Rivers. I don't know. Breeze got one. Like, Marino. Right? Marino.
Yeah.
And I don't have every one of these guys' complete histories, you know, committed to memory. But I'd be looking for the one that in the playoffs was really to blame the most. Because that's just tough on Allen. And if it has to be 2-minute warning losing to sort of overcome this or accomplish whatever it is we're trying to do here, then even that alone is a tough ask, you know? I mean, against playoff teams on the road, that alone. You wouldn't want him to have to drive to the game-winning touchdown in the final minute to mean something more than he means as a player. You wouldn't have to. Likewise, some of these Super Bowl winners never had to do that. You know, they were on teams, whether they just the run out of the competition or their defense, the Ravens team or the Bears or somebody where the defense
right.
is so good.
And those guys, we don't talk about being great quarterbacks.
No, that's right. In those cases, that's right.
They're just in they have the benefit.
Brady, though. I mean, Brady won 7. So that just sort of cancels Brady. But right. some of his were not games where he had to drive to the win or anything like that. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Sabres pregame at 6 on WGR.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.